Okay, when I watch my breath, I have all I can do to be aware of one breath and then the next. But the Buddha said, know if it is long or short. Can you give an insight into why this step beyond bare awareness? Also, why long and short versus, for example, shaky and smooth, consistent, inconsistent, belly breath or nostril breath? Well, I think one of the things is that you take the breath as your first kind of anchor, and then you start to refine that attention. And as you refine that attention, then there's more texture to what one's experiencing. Start to notice different texts. And as the mind does become more settled, more clear, then you actually need to pay attention to a bit more detail or a bit more of a framework, because if there's not much for the mind to do, then it'll drift off, or it'll start to it'll get bored, and then it either starts to fantasize about something else, or it starts to drift to into some kind of dullness. So that the mind, one needs to be balancing the mind. And certainly, right at the very beginning, when mindfulness is not so strong, not so sharp, then just the awareness of an in-breath and an out-breath is enough to engage attention. But as it settles, then we need to be applying a certain refinement of attention, so that the mind is able to keep up with a clarity that will start to be able to develop a tranquility and a peace within the mind. So that's a good point to end.